It's time for Squawk Talk, talking business to business. Squawk Talk highlights business and business owners in the Atlanta area. Squawk Talk is brought to you by Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration.
Broadcasting live from the Eagle's Nest in the heart of Atlanta, welcome to Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. This is a special edition of Squawk Talk. My name is Mike Salmond. Now, normally, Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration is the host of the program Squawk Talk. But for this show, and this show only, Kate is on the other side of the table, and I will be asking Kate the questions. Hey there, Kate. Are you ready to answer some hard-hitting questions about Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration?
Hey there, Mike. Yeah, let's bring it on. It'll be good.
All right, here we go. Now, this program, Squawk Talk, Talking Business to Business, is Eagle Carpet Care's show on Business Radio X. Why did your company decide to host its very own online radio show?
Well, a lot of reasons that we looked at radio, Business Radio X, but it's such an unusual way to help businesses promote themselves. Very much we believe in a lot of the Zig Ziglar methodology of business, that if you help enough people help get what they want, it eventually comes back to you. And that's not a quid pro quo per se. I don't say, well, you did this for you, come do this for me. We're really just trying to find a way to help get people to promote their business. And we focus a lot of people in the home-related industries, whether it's service providers, insurance companies, real estate agents. And there's not a lot of people out there trying to get those agents and the real estate agents and the insurance agents and the handyman to come and talk about what they do. And so we thought it was a great idea to get people in the home industry and the related industries to what we do to come and just promote themselves and talk about what they do.
We're talking with Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. What's the essence of Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration? What does your company do?
Well, Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration has been a business since 1985, and we are a multifaceted cleaning company, not house cleaning, not commercial grade cleaning, but we clean floors and all kinds of other things. We clean carpets and tile and grout and hardwoods, but we work in two different divisions. We have a cleaning side that cleans residential and commercial, and then we have a restoration division that handles all the messes that happen in life.
Tell us about the evolution of Eagle Carpet Care from 1985 to today.
Well, as we said, started in 1985, Kathy and Tony LaRocco started the business, and they really started just cleaning carpets for apartments. Tony had, before they started the company, had worked for a big-name carpet cleaning company. That's kind of where he learned the trade from the experts of the business, and said, you know, I think we can do this on our own. And they moved up to Atlanta, and they started, they're very entrepreneurial in nature, and so they started their own company. They started just with apartments, and then they added homes, and then they started adding commercial businesses, and then they started added some of the other services. Then after several years, they started adding the restoration. So it was one little step at a time. They didn't try to do everything all at once. Progressively added the company, got really good at that one step, and then added the next step and got really good at that and started adding on from there. It's been a really good, really nice progression.
That's great. How has the restoration side of the business been developing lately?
Well, that's been very fascinating. It's not, as I said before, it's not something that has been taken over for the last 30 years, but it has been since their sons, Patrick and Joseph, have been coming into the business. It's given them the opportunity to diversify a little bit more. Joseph handles most of the operations on the cleaning side of things, and their son, Patrick, handles most of the operations on the restoration side. In terms of restoration, they've been able to work on not just water restorations, which you think of a lot of times with carpet cleaning, just come in and suck out the water, but handle mold remediations, fire restorations, soot, things on the carpets, and biohazards. All of that has required training for the technicians and to be IICRC, the Institute of Inspection and Cleaning, Restoration Cleaning Services, and to go in and get certifications and to be trained on how to do that cleaning. And that has been taken over the last course of the last 5 years, has really developed, and in the last year has really taken off.
Where is the service area for Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration?
Eagle Carpet Care basically services an area, if you're looking at a map of Atlanta, from Athens to Atlanta and all points north. For some of our property management companies, we do go out over to Woodstock and Marietta and Canton, and on the south side, some Locust Grove and McDonough. But typically for most of our typical residential commercial customers, we're going to be in that Athens to Atlanta, 400 to the east, points north.
Wonderful. Now, what are some future plans for the company?
Well, certainly they're going to continue to build the restoration side. We've just added just this week a new restoration trailer to our fleet of vehicles. We're looking at another van for cleaning, regular cleaning trucks, and continuing to add. We added again another Eagle to the nest this week in our cleaning side. So continuing to grow with employees and training little bits at a time, not trying to bring on 10 people at one time. As the business grows, we add employees and we grow the business accordingly. But I think the biggest focus is going to be on the restoration. And then as that grows, the other will naturally grow as well.
This is Squawk Talk. We're talking with Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. Obviously, your company cleans carpets. What's this I understand? I hear about truck-mounted steam cleaning. Tell us what that means.
A truck-mounted steam clean is the preferred method of carpet cleaning from carpet manufacturers. There's lots of different methods of carpet cleaning out there. You hear dry cleaning processes. You hear bonnet cleanings. But the truck-mounted steam clean is all the equipment. It's a high-pressure vacuum that's mounted in a truck. And what comes into somebody's home is going to be an extraction tube and a water hose. And that's the only piece of equipment that comes into the home, as opposed to lugging portable equipments and bonnets and things that are going to bump into walls and could potentially break things. Hot water is forced into a wand that forces into the carpet, and then it is extracted out into the machine, back into the truck. So nothing is coming into the house that's going to damage anything in the house, and it's all uses hot water and high pressure extraction to extract the carpet and all the dirt and water out of the house.
What are your recommendations, Kate, as far as how often someone should clean their carpets? Should they contact you every couple weeks, every couple months? How does that work?
Well, that's a question I get very frequently. It's a great question. Typically, it just depends on the level of foot traffic you have in your home or in your business. A typical family who doesn't have a lot of dogs or kids or whatnot, once a year typically will get a nice deep clean. Carpet cleaning does not replace vacuuming. Carpet cleaning is a deep clean. There's sometimes you clean things and sometimes you deep clean things. If you have a lot of foot traffic in the house and you have a lot of pets and kids that are bringing a lot of debris in from outside, we've had customers that will get their carpets cleaned every 2 to 3 months. It does not damage the carpet to clean it more often. It just depends on how dirty the carpet is. If you notice that your vacuum is not getting the dirt up out of the carpet, it's probably time to get a deep clean.
Now, short of just not walking on your carpet, what are some things people can do to help their carpets stay cleaner longer?
Well, certainly if you can avoid walking on it, it will stay pristine.
It's kind of tough to do, though.
A little tough to do. First thing I always recommend, if you can, is to take your shoes off when you're in the house. There's so much that comes in just from your walking on the streets and through your yard and just even down your driveway. If you can take your shoes off, that will eliminate better than 50 to 60% of the debris that comes into your house. But short of making your kids and having to wipe your dog's paws every time it comes in the house, the next step is vacuuming. And the key to vacuuming really depends, again, on that foot traffic you have in the house. If you have just a family of two, and there's, say, two working adults, and they're not in the house, in and out of the house all day, once a week of vacuuming is fine. You'll get up most of the debris that you need. If you have, for every kid and every pet that you add to that, is another day of vacuuming. So a family of four or five with two or three pets, you need to be vacuuming every day, and that will help keep the carpet cleaner longer.
All right, Kate, tell us about StainGuard protection. Why would someone choose to use StainGuard protection?
Well, the StainGuard protection is something that we add on to the end of a carpet cleaning process. Some people are familiar with a brand name called ScotchGuard, but the StainGuard has a couple of benefits. One, it's going to help if you spill something on the carpet, it's going to keep the liquid beaded to the surface so you have time to go get that towel and to clean it up. Same thing with oil-based things. You spill salad dressing or anything like that, red wine, it's going to keep all of those things beaded to the surface. But it's also going to keep the dirt and debris all higher on the surface too. It's not going to get worked into the carpet fibers as well. It's going to keep it off, so it's going to make your vacuuming far more effective. The more effective your vacuuming, the less you actually need to have the carpets deep cleaned. And when we do get them deep cleaned, because there's been more on the surface, it's not worked into the carpet fibers as hard, it makes the steam cleaning, the deep clean, a lot more effective. So there's a lot of benefits to having the StainGuard protection added to your carpet at the time of cleaning.
We've been talking about cleaning carpets with Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. We've talked about cleaning the carpets, but what other services does your company provide?
Well, as I said at the beginning of the show, we do talk a lot about different services. We clean, I like to tell people, if it's on the floor, Eagle can clean it. Everybody thinks of us for carpet because we're Eagle Carpet Care, but we also can clean tile and grout. We do a clean and seal on tile and grout. We can clean hardwood floors. We do a refurbish on the hardwood floors. We can clean air ducts in the home. We can also clean upholstered furniture. We can clean draperies. In businesses, we typically can find a vinyl composite tile or VCT where we'll do a strip and wax on the floor as well. So if it's on the floor, just remember if it's on the floor, Eagle can clean it.
So if we walk on it, you can clean it. But something I didn't realize is my couch, which has a lot of stains on it, I could actually call you for that as well.
You can walk on it. You can sit on it. You can clean it. We've actually even done some mattresses for people. So if it's anything that has any kind of fabric, we can absolutely clean it.
You mentioned air ducts, Kate. Why do people need to clean their air ducts?
So typically a process that people forget about in their home. Air ducts, it's what you breathe. And so there's a lot of debris that's floating in the air, especially during pollen season. All that's getting into the ventilation system and you're breathing it. If you're finding that you have a lot of dust in the house and every time you dust, it seems like the next day the dust is coming back, you probably have a buildup of dust within your air duct system. Getting the air ducts cleaned pulls all of that out of the system. So you're not only not breathing it, it's not creating that layer of dust in your house. I find when people have a lot of allergies, if they're complaining about a lot of allergies in their home, if they get their air ducts clean, it's cutting down on the particulates and the allergens that have gotten into their system just by the natural opening and closing the doors and windows. So it really keeps that clean. Typically, you only need to get your air ducts clean once a year, maybe to every 2 years, depending on how much you have the house open. But it's a just a good way to help cleanse the air. You're cleaning the carpet, you're cleaning the floors. This just helps clean the air.
What's the process, though, for cleaning those air ducts?
Certainly. We have our process is called a Ram Air system. We go through each individual vent in the home, and in addition to the returns, and we have a high pressure suction that attaches to the vent. We take the vent covers off, and it forces air. We have a forced air system into the ducts. And then our extraction, our high-pressure extraction that we use on the carpets actually attaches to this system, and then it sucks everything out. It's kind of cool because it's a clear system, so you can actually see what's coming out of your air ducts. Same kind of process works with the dryer vents as well, and because sometimes those attach to the outside, you'd be surprised some of the things that get up into that little vent system in the dryer ducts. We found bird's nests and all kinds of stuff up in there, but in the air duct system, it's a forced air system, does not damage any of the ductwork in the house, but we do need to have access to the vents and to the returns and to be able to pull everything out.
So it sounds a lot more thorough than me taking my nozzle of my vacuum and kind of just doing it up around the air ducts.
That's not a bad thing to do for the immediate, but it will only get probably a couple of inches into your system. This actually has a snake hose that goes all the way through the vent system and then through pressure suction pulls it back out. That's why we have to hit each vent, so let's make sure it's getting through the whole system. Now we do stop at the HVAC unit. If you need a service on the HVAC unit, then we would call a professional HVAC company that would be licensed to service that.
All right, Kate, let's go back to talking about what we walk on. How often and why should someone clean and seal tile and grout?
Tile and grout, we have a specialized tool that's used to clean and seal tile and grout. Now, this does not replace the daily, weekly cleaning of your tile and grout. It's that deep clean. Just like you got a vacuum, it's the deep clean on the tile and grout. Typically, on a tile and grout, you could clean it every 6 months to a year on the same thing as your carpet, as long as it depends on how much you're using it. But the ceiling is typically once a year, maybe every 2 years, just depends on the harshness of the chemicals you're using to clean in between.
Now, you mentioned earlier hardwood floors. You do hardwood floors as well. What process or processes do you use to clean the hardwood floors?
Absolutely. The hardwood floors, we do a refurbish on the hardwood floors, which is a little different than what a flooring company comes in. When a flooring company comes in to refinish a hardwood floor, they're sanding down the hardwood floor to bare wood, getting out any imperfections in the wood and putting a new stain and a new coat on. What we do is a refurbish. We will take off the top poly layer off the hardwood floors, clean them, and put a new fresh layer down. A lot of times hardwood floors just get scuffed up, scratched up, dog claws, just from normal wear and tear, moving chairs around, and it just needs to be refreshed, brightened back up. Does not necessarily need to have a complete sanding down. Usually you sand things down when you've got big gouges in the floor, discolorations in your stain. That's when you need to call the flooring company that installs the hardwood floors. For us, it's just I need to get that fresh look back on the hardwood floors. We can also use a Bonna wax system on it with a buffer. Just depends on what it needs. If you just need it, if the wax and the coat on the top of your hardwood floors is in good condition, it just needs a shine, we'll come in and buff. Just do a buff on that too.
You're listening to Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration here on Squawk Talk. What are some of the different types of restoration work that Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration performs?
Our restoration division, as we mentioned earlier, has been growing significantly, especially over the last 5 years. The divisions, pieces that we do on are water remediations when you get a flood, whether it's through a pipe in your house or as we've had so much rain lately, a lot of rainwater might come in. And we do mold remediations. We can do fire restorations for cleaning up soot and fire damage. And we also do biohazards. Now, we can do everything from just the initial clean to the reconstruction. So we're full service on the restoration. There are times when we will refer customers out to a company that maybe does contents-only cleaning for specialized cleaning pieces. Our specialty, we focus mostly on the water extractions and the mold remediations. We have our Patrick, who handles the restoration, is just about completed his third level master certification for the restoration division, and so we're growing that team and working really diligently to provide the service and not try to grow it faster than our technicians can be trained to teach it, to learn it.
Anytime we hire these professional companies to do the job, we know being certified is very important. What kinds of certifications do your technicians have? Does your staff have? And explain to us why it's important to be certified.
Absolutely. You want to not just hire somebody that can come in and just suck up water. Anybody can do that with a rug doctor. But there's important things to look at when you're dealing with restoration issues. You need to have our technicians, like I just mentioned, Patrick is almost a third-level master certification. He's certified not only in remediation of water, but to identify mold, how to remediate the mold, because sometimes you can remediate and get rid of the mold. Sometimes you have to cut out the surface. Training on learning the difference and when to cut and when to clean makes a big difference. It saves a lot of money in the long term if you can properly identify those things. We also have certifications in lead paint removal. Not as big of an issue anymore, but if you're dealing with buildings before 1976, you likely have lead paint. You're doing any kind of reconstruction on that. If a disaster happened, you have to be certified to actually remove the paint out of the home. And now you can't just paint over the lead paint. You have to properly remove the paint. We also have biohazard certifications for simple things as blood stain removals for accidents happen, but even more serious things, meth lab cleanups, which is a very serious issue. But as simple as in your home, the new CFL light bulbs actually have mercury inside of them. If you break one of those in your home, that's a biohazard. So you need to turn off all air sources in the house and call someone who's biohazard certified to actually clean up the mercury, or you'll be breathing the mercury from those light bulbs.
That's not a good thing.
Not a good thing. I'm not quite sure how they got passed through the EPA.
You're listening to a special edition of Squawk Talk here on Business Radio X, and we're talking with Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. Kate, what are some of the common misconceptions in the carpet cleaning industry?
Well, the carpet cleaning industry has a lot of what I use the word cheap cleaners out there. That you see a lot of ads in the money flyers and signs on the side of the road that say we'll clean your whole house for $40. But when they get there, there's going to be add-on and add-on and add-on. There's a lot of bait and switch in the industry, and that's a typical problem. You want to use a professional cleaner who's going to give you a price up front and stand by that price. Another problem that we see in the industry is often that people don't stand behind their work. They're looking for that one-time job. And with Eagle Carpet Care, we're looking for that long-term customer. We want somebody to call us back and tell us what a great job we did and refer us to our friends. And so a lot of misconceptions that you'll see in the industry is that people are just, they're just out there to do the job cheap. They're just out there to do the job quick, that there's not a quality cleaner out there that, that is going to cleaning. When you clean your carpet, it's only going to get dirty. It's only going to attract dirt and make carpet look dirtier longer. When that happens, you're dealing with a company that's not doing the job right. Our slogan is, let's get the job done right and set the eagle in flight. We're going to take the time to make sure that we have actually extracted everything out of the carpets. We use dry pass systems to make sure the carpet is dry when dry to the touch when we leave, so we're not leaving carpet soaking wet. And we're going to work on making sure that we're building relationships with customers and not just trying to get the one-time clean out of a customer. We want long-term customers.
So if you run into that company that says, oh, we'll clean your carpets for $25 or $30, typically you get what you pay for.
You get what you pay for, absolutely. And often you will find that when they show up at the house for that $25 clean, it's $200 when they leave.
Wow. Now, why is being an accredited company with the Better Business Bureau important to your company?
We take a lot of pride in the fact that we are an accredited Better Business Bureau member. Not every company out there that's listed on the Better Business Bureau is an accredited member. That means that we have had enough reviews to the Better Business Bureau that we are a quality company, that we're doing the job right, that our prices are what we say they are, and we're not cheating our customers. We're actually doing what we say and saying what we do and doing what we say. And that's important. It's important for us to have a reputation of quality clean and quality business practices. And only accredited Better Business Bureau companies have that reputation of quality.
Now, I know Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration is involved in the community. How does your company give back to the community?
There's a lot of great things that Eagle Carpet Care takes advantage of to give back to the community throughout the year. During most of the year, we run a food drive for the Georgia Mountain Food Bank. And when a customer calls up Eagle Carpet Care, if they're willing to donate at least 4 cans of protein items, they get a discount off of their service, $20 off their service for just donating four cans of beans. It's important to us because especially we do a big drive during the summer because the Georgia Mountain Food Bank feeds a lot of kids up in the Northeast Georgia area during the summer. And so it's helping us reach those kids and those families that really need help. We also are a big supporter of the High Hope Center, which helps adults with disabilities find jobs and get acclimated into the system. And then in the fall, we run a Toys for Tots campaign, and we've been a big promoter for Toys for Tots. Last year, we gave over 500 toys to the Toys for Tots Foundation at Christmas time, and that's run again. If you donate a toy during the time of service, you get money off of your service for cleaning. And this year we actually had several businesses that partnered with us that we put out buckets at their business and then went by and collected them. And it was just a very successful event. So we believe in trying to help those that are in need.
And let's not forget, you also give back to the business community by having shows like Squawk Talk, where you're pro-business.
Absolutely. We definitely like to help business. And I personally, as the business development manager, am always trying to help a way that I can help other people. If I can help people get connected, if you need something, and I'm connected with through Business Radio X and some other networking things, I'm connected with a lot of people. So if you have a need, I always try to find the need. I'm not looking for the business back. I'm trying to help connect people as well.
So, Kate, what's it been like answering all the questions and not asking the questions today?
It's been a lot of fun. I have to tell you, it's kind of fun to be on the other side of the mic every once in a while, although I don't feel a little bit on the hot seat, but it's okay.
Yeah, you're not completely in control because you're not asking the questions.
That's right. That's right. You never know what might be coming out of Mike's mouth next.
I get to drive the train today. Maybe I'll get to do it one other day, too,
maybe
sometime.
So.
But thanks so much. You've been listening to a special edition of Squawk Talk, where we talk business to business. Special thank you to Kate Skirmerhorn with Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration. Be sure to check out Eagle Carpet Care and Restoration for all your floor cleaning and restoration needs. Kate, thanks again one more time. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks for hosting our special edition.
I think I've done this before. Maybe I can do it again.
You should look into a career at this. You're pretty good at it.
You know what would have been really cool is if you actually hosted and was a guest and you interviewed yourself today.
Next time.
That'll be an interesting show. Hey, to listen to this show and other Squawk Talk broadcasts, go to squawktalk.businessradiox.com. Until the next Squawk Talk, when Kate will be back here in the hosting seat, I'm Mike Salmon. And remember, when you're ready to get the job done right, set the eagle in flight.